because they know there's a cop. She lives in California, and I was going to go and spend a week or two with her. But I can't now that my granddaughter's here with her baby. I won't be able to go. So I just told her. And she's in I don't know what part of California. The abbreviation is ORD. Are you familiar with that? Yeah, her husband's in the Army in California. And so she's over there, and they're living over there now. And so anyways, I have to take that call. So I won't be going until in September. And I had to talk to her girlfriend was there, because she's leaving. She's going back to Germany. So, now.
You were talking, you go out to your farm to feed every day.
Right.
To feed all the
animals. I didn't go today because you were coming, and I said I'd wait here for you, because each time I disappointed you, and you had to come back again. So this time I didn't intend to disappoint you again.
Now, a hen on a nest of eggs is called a...
She's sitting. She's sitting on it.
Yes.
Yeah, we call that sitting.
Yeah, do y'all have a place where you keep your chickens?
Yeah, well, in the barn, we have two boxes that we put hay in for them to lay in, and we made a little a walk for them to go up, you know, I forget what you call it, a roost. We made a roost for them to go up on, and then we have a little ladder that we made. We took a long stick and put some cross sticks on a stick and made a ladder, and they walked up that to the roost. And on the roost we have two boxes with one of their eggs in it, and they go up there and lay. The duck is laying too.
Have y'all got a place where you keep, say, your little baby chickens?
Yeah, we have a brooder farm. And after they hatch, like the mother might have too many out, well, we put some in there. And as they hatch anyway, we put them in there. And then after they're all finished, we give them to the mother, and she keeps them under her wings. She'll cluck and call them, scratch for them, and they'll get feed. We'll throw feed to them. And then when they're ready to go to bed, the mother will sit, and she'll call them, and all of them goes under her wings. And that's how she takes care of them. She didn't even fight a rat about them. We had one out there, and that belongs to the man we rent from. And she had only one chick came out of 16 eggs. And she'll fight anything about it. If a person go to pick him up, that little chicken will fight you. She's a little banger.
When you kill the chicken, what was that piece that children like to have so that they could pull it apart and see how it'll break? You know what that was?
The gizzard?
Okay. When you kill the chicken, you know there was that piece that people like to pull apart and eat?
Oh, the wishbone. Yeah. Well, that's after you cook the chicken. After you cook the chicken, then whoever catches the breath, they get the wishbone, and then they'll make a wish and break it. Two of them break it together. That's called a wishbone. That's on the breast of the chicken.
One person gets the...
Well, you know, it depends on how you cut a chicken. Because when you're cutting the chicken up, if you cut the breast in half, well, you'll break that wishbone. But if you cut it crossways, then you won't break it. Now, whenever you serve dinner, you never know which one's going to get it, because you can't see it until you start to eat and pull it apart. But usually we give the breast to one of the children, because they always like that. And they'll get the wishbones, and then they'll call one of the others, and then they'll break it together.
What do you call the larger piece? And what does it mean?
What you mean?
The person
who
get the larger piece of
the
bone.
The loser.
Oh.
The one that gets the short piece wins. I think I remember right. The short piece, you see, you make a wish before you break the bone. That's just an old saying, you know.